Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 29th, 2018. We're going to start off today's program by going to Ensemble Ushorod from Zakarpattia.
Thank you.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. russinradio@c-rs.org.
This week we'll give you the second part of our story of Bishop and Martyr Pavel Gojdich. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the Eparchy of Brescia that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Gojdich was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Their ideological program made itself felt above all against the Greek Catholic Church. Bishop Gojdich resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the communist power and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was forced to quit all activity by the Czechoslovak government, and in 1951, Bishop Gojdich was on trial and was given a life sentence and fined 200,000 crowns. Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Zapotochki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. He was then 66 years of age, and his state of health deteriorated continuously. yet all further requests for amnesty were refused. Although Bishop Gojdič was offered many times to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, he refused these offers, excusing himself and explaining it would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Pope, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were also suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Gojdič was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled at a prison hospital in Leopoldo. Father Alois Vranja was transferred to his room, where he heard Bishop Gojdič's confession, and then on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday, he died in the hospital in a prison in Leopoldo. After the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities, after many delays, gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Gojdič, and this happened on October 29, 1968, followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešov. Bishop Pavel Gojdič was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. During Pope John Paul II's historic trip to Prešov, Slovakia, he prayed at the tomb of Bishop Gojdič.
From another land, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Mark your calendars for next Friday, August 3rd, and next Saturday, August 4th. St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church, located 722 5th Street in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, will hold their Russin Food Festival after a year's hiatus. The event is sponsored by St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church and is held in their air-conditioned parish center. Popular Carpatha Russin foods available in addition to pierogi, stuffed with potato, cheese, or sauerkraut, will include dumpling or noodle holoshka, kolbasa and kraut, holubka, borscht, potato and bean sour cream soup, kolbasa soup, Russin summer salads, and much more. Baked goods will include traditional Russin favorites like nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls, the church's famous palachinka, cheregi, paska breads, and Russin tort with other tasty specialties. A limited amount of Russin ethnic items, including CDs, flags, distinctive Russin shirts and sweatshirts, books and embroideries, as well as Eastern Christian religious items, will also be for sale. The schedule is as follows. August 3rd, that's a Friday, from 4 until 6 p.m., frozen foods and takeout items available only. Saturday, August 4th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., take out and eat in. So that is the Russin Food Festival at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Parish Center, 722 5th Street in Ambridge, Pennsylvania. For more information or to place orders, please contact area code 724-462-3942, 724-462-3942.
Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery.
We'll be right back. śpiewają, oczka się mi śmiją. Ja swoje serdeńka z zońki siali. Nie wisiaj, trzaj, za frajra moho. Tej bo ja się bojała, nie wiszłam za nią.
The New England chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society will hold their annual Talerhof Commemoration Day next Saturday, the 4th of August, at the Carpathian Institute, located 184 Old County Road in Higginham, Connecticut. This is the day where they commemorate tens of thousands of East Slavic men, women, and children who suffered persecution, lost their health, or died in relation to the Austro-Hungarian concentration camp located at the village of Talerhof, south of Graz, Austria. So that is the New England chapter's Talerhof Commemoration Day next Saturday, the 4th of August, beginning at 10 a.m., with a discussion of the activities of the Lemko Association and the New England chapter. At 11 a.m., they will have a Panachida service, and from 12 until 5, a traditional Kermesh picnic. So that is Talerhof Commemoration Day next Saturday, the 4th of August. For more information, please call 1-860-345-7997. 1-860-345-7997. The Youngstown chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society will hold their annual Vatra on Saturday, September 15th, on the grounds of Infant of Jesus Prague Byzantine Catholic Church, 7754 South Avenue in Boardman, Ohio, beginning at noon and running until 6 p.m. Homemade Russian foods such as slanina for roasting in the fire with diced tomatoes and peppers on rye bread will be available. Also, holubka, pirohu, halushka with dumplings, kolbasa, vinegar, cucumber, and sweet onion salad, desserts, pastries, and much more. I'll tell you more about this in the upcoming weeks, but mark your calendar Saturday, September 15th, the Youngstown chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society's Vatra, taking place, Infant of Jesus Byzantine Catholic Church in Boardman, Ohio. For more information, please contact Jim at area code 330-544-0107. That's Jim, 330-544-0107.
Стояла я, стояла я на том нашем дворе. Пришли куми, громе говорили. Я счастливый шумец, каждому привитала. И каждому проводочку дала. Думайте, а не един, чтобы за вас пошла. Я про того парабочка, я ем не поросла. Ой, мамочка моя, болит я голова. Болит, болит, про едного, дайте я за него. Ой, мамочка моя, болит я голова. Болит, болит, про едного, дайте я за него. Ой, мамочка моя, болит я хо.
Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzhden. Shchastlivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Pozivame vas sluchati sledujušu nedjelju o 5:30 hodini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!